Iowa farmer Kevin Larson began farming with his dad about 40 years ago. Back then, Larson says, everyone stored corn, still on the cob, in their own cribs.
As combining, harvesting with a combine, did you get just the grain materialized? Some people just took it straight to town as grain instead of storing it on the farm.
Now, farmers see that with the right tools, on-farm storage can make sense. It's something Larson's been doing for decades. Today, he's got 10 steel grain bins, 15 to 50 feet tall. The biggest can hold 135,000 bushels of corn or soybeans. Greg Hellman, a sales rep with the grain bin maker Sukup Manufacturing, says an increasing number of farmers now can store similar quantities.
It's just exploded in the last 5 to 10 years, where a lot of these on-farm sites have become, you know, like small elevators.
Wherever the grain is stored, the quality must be maintained or the value plummets. Larson checks his regularly.
I feel I have enough experience that I can monitor it pretty closely just by sight.
What he looks for is any sign that a crust has formed on top. Iowa State University agricultural engineering professor Carl Byrne explains how that can happen.
It's possible that some moisture will move from the bottom parts of the grain up to the top and then condense near the top level of the grain and then mold and form a hard layer. In other words, a crust.
When grain is unloading, it flows out the bottom of the bin, creating an inverted cone inside. If there's a crust on top, then a gap between that crust and the flowing grain isn't visible. When the grain stops coming out, a farmer may go in to see what's happened. It's called walking the grain. That's when disaster can strike. You hear about entrapment, often leading to death, when people punch through that crust, fall into the empty space, and then get buried as grain falls in all around them. Scott Haugan wants to stop that from ever happening.
We've been to the moon. We can do a better job taking care of grain.
Haugan's company provides monitoring technology that helps prevent crust from forming.
You think about the technology that we have in hybrids. We have disease-resistant, drought-resistant, Roundup-resistant. Then you think about the technology that producers have today with, you know, the inside of a combine looks like the cockpit on an F-17 fighter.
Technology in the bin is the next logical step, Haugan says.
Well, today we're visiting Mid-Iowa Co-op's Midway site, a new $18 million facility they built last year.
This commercial elevator is one of Haugan's customers, and his high-tech systems are on bins throughout the Midwest. A constant data stream from inside the bin feeds the temperature and moisture conditions to software that can trigger alerts or turn fans on as necessary. A manager can view the data in the on-site control room or from a remote office or smartphone.
If you need it on the cloud, we'll get it there too.
Agreement is widespread that the best way to prevent grain bin entrapment is to keep people out of bins. And Iowa State's Byrne agrees with Haugan that the way to do that is to stop the problem-causing crust from ever forming. That's the engineering puzzle industry and academia continue to pursue. Meanwhile, Hellman, from the bin maker Sukup, says his company's Grain Buster is a low-tech device controlled from outside the bin. When the external crank is turned, a chain-covered pipe whips around inside the grain to break up the crust. Hellman says in-bin monitors from vendors like Haugan are gaining popularity, too.
15, 20 years ago, those type of temperature cables or monitoring systems were pretty non-existent on farms, and now they're becoming much more prevalent.
On-farm bin accidents used to be more common than ones at commercial sites, but that's no longer always the case. Farmer Kevin Larson says his tech-free method and cautious approach continue to serve him well.
We've done it long enough that we kind of know the symptoms and what to look for and keep an eye on it as needed.
Larson says no one on his farm enters a bin that's unloading, but he'll continue to allow walking the grain when he deems it safe. Some commercial elevators have adopted no-entry policies. That prevents entrapments and also makes those elevators ever more dependent on emerging technologies. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.